That's crazy.
I'm
That's a
waiting for the
trailer.
allegation to come out against Nathan Peterman.
Oh no.
Yeah,
All 11 of
okay.
his fans are going to be devastated.
Yeah. Nathan
11 in Detroit.
Peterman, the guy who threw six interceptions in a game.
He was the
Yeah,
Bears'
okay.
backup for a while, and I'm just like, why?
What a downgrade from Chase Daniel.
Actually,
He's been the Raiders' backup for a
he
couple
is
years
the
now, right?
GOAT career backup.
Well,
Him
Nick Foles.
or Chad Henne?
Yeah, I was gonna say I liked when they had Chad Henne.
Nick Foles.
I mean,
What about this, Noah?
Nick Foles is kind of a tweener.
Is Nick Foles maybe the only backup to ever win a Super Bowl, right? I mean, like as a starter.
Was Dilfer a backup for that season he won, or was
No,
he the starter the
he
whole
was the
time?
starter out of lack of options. I
That's
was gonna
so
say what
crazy.
that one year the Giants won the Super Bowl and Phil Sims got hurt. Didn't their backup win it with them? I
Oh, I
think
don't
the
know.
first time.
Did he start though, like the game, or did Phil Simms get hurt in the bowl?
Oh, I think Phil Sims. Hold on, more Googling.
Jamie, pull up Phil Simms.
Pull up Phil Sims stats.
Let's see Phil Simms' cock, Jamie.
You pull the, you, we don't have that? All right, Jamie.
We do have Will
You're fired.
Levis's cock, though. That was
Okay,
also insane.
that
Pull up
guy's
that guy's
got a
cock.
fucking hog on him. Okay, I don't care. I'll say it. He's got a hog.
He drinks fucking mayonnaise, dude. That shit's growing like a GMO.
Ew. Gee,
Just
really?
saying. Yeah, he puts mayonnaise in his coffee.
Dude.
You didn't
You
hear that
never
during the
saw
draft
that?
process?
That was a bit for like a year, dude.
Oh man, I never heard
Like
about
for
that
last
fucking
year's
disc.
draft up until like the end of the season, that was a whole thing.
Getting sick just thinking about that. That's fucking disgusting.
He's on a mayonnaise commercial now.
That's funny.
It's kind of baller.
Dude, fuck. He do got a hog on him though. I mean, he just absolutely does.
Well,
Yep,
with that
Phil
being
Sims.
said,
Yeah, Phil Sims went on the IR and it was Hostetler that won that year.
Shit.
Well, I'll be damned.
Good for Hostetler.
Good for Mr. Hostetler. I don't even remember his first name and I just read about him.
I had a principal named Miss Hostetler.
Breaking news from On a Bender. Not actually breaking news, it's from 7 hours ago, but I guess people found a burner account that they think is Deshaun Watson's, because the entire account is just centered around defending Deshaun Watson.
It's just in the
About
comments.
how oh,
It's not
and
that
he
weird to
and
want a
he's on his
massage.
Kate and he's on his KD shit. Like, how does it
Yeah.
get any worse for this guy? I don't think.
Katie never raped anyone.
Oh,
Let's get
God.
out of hand.
No,
Oh my
Katie does
God.
it in like
Katie.
a goat way.
Kinda, yeah.
Katie
I mean,
seems
sometimes you
like
could
an
tell that
asshole.
he's hurt, but like for the most part he's just clowning.
I
But
respect Katie's grind on
Watson
Twitter.
straight up just fucking.
Man.
I don't even know how to
Katie's just
describe the
a
man at this point,
man.
other than.
It's like if Ted Bundy was active right now and he had a burner account where he would go under all the like true
I
crime posts and just be like, no, dude, he really wasn't that bad. And he's pretty cute.
pretty cute, actually.
He's
The
pretty
crime, the
normal. The
crime,
normal is this
the
girl.
crime podcast bitches would actually do that,
I know. It's
though.
pretty normal to keep zip ties in your trunk. It's not that crazy.
Like, come on, man.
They're a pretty
You
general
should just
purpose
turn.
tool, I'd say.
I
What if,
use them to
like,
hang my brake calipers.
around episode 9 of On a Bender, or like at week 10, Patriots are looking for a playoff run, and we just transition this into an Aaron Hernandez documentary podcast.
Do a whole Aaron Hernandez break.
Like, this whole podcast was actually just a setup to do an Aaron Hernandez deep dive.
Yeah, and he wrote John 3:16 on his forehead.
I mean, who hasn't done that? I mean, come on.
Yeah,
Yeah,
a lot, you
he
know.
chose the most like fucking like the Starbucks latte and UGG boots of Bible verses to put on his head before he fucking
Literally,
hung himself.
you should have put
Weird.
like, you should have put like Acts 5:29 on there. Obey God as ruler rather than men, and then killed himself. That's
That
hard.
would be hard. That would have been hard as fuck.
That goes so hard. Instead, it's about Jesus dying. You're not Jesus, Aaron.
Jesus definitely doesn't throw away a Pro Bowl football career to fucking do whatever the hell he was doing.
I think he already had CT before he even got into the NFL. Like, I think there's really no hope for him.
SEC ball.
He did. Weren't they saying that he was, like, freaky as fuck in the locker room and shit?
Oh, well, yeah. I can't remember who, but somebody said that some new Patriots player got on the team, and their locker was right in between Aaron Hernandez and Gronk's. And Gronk, it was either Gronk or somebody else came up to him, and they were like, hey, man, Aaron is going to say a lot of stuff to you. You kind of just got to ignore it.
So insane.
Oh, my God. The Pats had a meta what?
Oh, Lord. Cree 81.
I mean, it's... He was, but I mean, even before that, even in college, he was a weird guy. It's just.
Yeah, that's what they were saying.
He just got into the NFL and then.
Imagine being on the same team as Aaron Hernandez and Tim Tebow.
Yeah, let's talk about famous murders from the NFL. We got Ray Lewis. He's a good murderer.
He's a pretty good murderer. I mean, only one, though. It's kind of weak.
Yeah, Aaron Hernandez, was that two?
I think it was two. Allegedly, they say even three.
Good for him.
Allegedly, it's three.
You put up numbers.
No proof, though. There's no proof.
No proof, folks.
Who else? Plaxico Burress shot.
Shot his own leg.
Yeah, he shot himself in the club.
This is so fucking stupid.
Plaxidental discharge.
Plaxidental discharge. His kid is start the podcast. You know, his kid is I think he's committed to go to Notre Dame. I think they're gonna make him a defensive back though, which is kind of dumb.
Ooh.
Like, what did Pops do, bro?
Plaxico Burress?
Yeah, good. He was a receiver.
Oh shit! I knew that, but I didn't know that his kid was going to Notre Dame.
Yeah, apparently they have like so many like NFL like legacies. Like, at least committed or on the roster or something.
Donald Driver's kid is, he's in Minnesota right now.
Oh, God. He's already in the league? Oh, my God.
No. Minnesota
Gophers. The Gophers. Okay, gotcha. I was about to say. I'm like, holy shit.
I think he's a freshman.
Okay. I'm not that old yet.
No, but, dude, I'm so ready to hear the Packers announce that pick.
It'll be special.
I really am not excited for the Raiders anything.
We know.
Like, genuinely.
Again, all right, well, welcome to On a Bender. My name is Drake. I've got Dame and Noah here with me. Dame, how about you go ahead and introduce yourself, buddy?
Hi, guys. Hi. Okay.
Jesus
Christ. I'm Damian Lee Taylor. I'm a Raiders fan. Allegedly. Us to say I'm a fan at this point.
The full name in episode one is crazy.
What's your address
right now? My fantasy team went off.
But can I get your mother's maiden name also?
Yeah.
No.
You won't go that far.
Mine's Reeser.
And this other guy talking about my mother is Noah.
What's up?
Well, how about you introduce yourself, buddy?
They're correct. I'm Noah, and I also am allegedly a Bears fan, and I can't believe I agreed to do a podcast with a Packers guy, but here we are. We all make mistakes, folks. We all make mistakes.
Yeah, like, you know, being a Bears fan.
Exactly.
If I was a Lions fan and we could find a Vikings fan, a divisional rivalry podcast would be kind of hype.
It's just a full NFC North breakdown.
And then you're just here.
Like, it would be kind of hype. Like, yeah, man,
like,
I hate
you're just like, look at these fucking idiots.
Yeah. Well, that's me who he's talking about. I'm Drake. I'm a Packers fan. I'm sick right now. I think it might be a sympathy illness for Jordan Love. And, you know, I'm just excited to talk with my boys a little bit about some ball. So, hey, let's get into it. We talked about week one a little bit, just in our own selves. But let's start with the Chiefs Ravens, man. What did you guys think about the defending champs?
I think it kind of went the way I expected for the most part. Outside of a few like little surprises, like I felt like it would have been a little lower scoring. I was really high on the Ravens defense after last season. You know, but it is week one, you know, you can't take too much away from that. But what, even I'm surprised by how much Xavier Worthy had an impact. And I was like throwing a fit that they somehow got him at the end of the, first round this past draft. The Bills pick, by the way. I don't know how they let him get away with that. Like, oh, yeah, let's go ahead and give our biggest reason of why we haven't won a Super Bowl in the last 5 years this pick. What a great idea.
Yeah, and the Bills receivers are number one.
And that was a position of need for them. Even Wilder. I didn't even get it.
Yeah, it's a pretty fucking stupid idea. But nonetheless, they got him, and that kid's a fucking Ferrari for sure.
Even though I'm not a Titans fan, I was there for the era of Chris Johnson, who is like one of the fastest players like ever. I went to a few games, and like it is that level of speed just by just looking at it. It is unreal.
Yeah. Yeah, CJ2K was a fucking legend, man. But
I will say, you got to give Ravens credit for keeping up with him, though. I mean, one score game, first game of the season. Get Derrick Henry involved a little bit more. I know Harbaugh said we didn't get him to give him all the carries, but maybe you should.
Yeah, maybe try that.
maybe try.
Isn't that like saying I fucked up by not giving him touches without actually saying I fucked up by not giving him enough touches?
Well, and they didn't get Mark Andrews to have him play left tackle, but here we are. You know?
Yeah, but
well, that was just for Likely to just show up and like steal Mark Andrews' job for a minute there.
Yeah, kudos to Likely. He had a banger ass game and almost fucking tied it for him. But
controversially, I thought that was the initial call on the field a touchdown, right?
But
he was clearly out of bounds. Obviously out.
I mean, I thought he was out of bounds, but I thought I'm one of those like sticklers about it where like if the call in the field is what it is and like the video evidence isn't like crazy obvious, then it should just stay the call in the field. I'm just that
to
guy.
Me that evidence that obvious, evidence was obvious. Yeah.
He was clearly out.
Like
fair enough.
It wasn't supposed to be out by a toe. He was out. There's no denying it. That's the rule.
Yeah. To me, it wasn't one of those where, like, the foot lands on the line and it's like, oh, we see the white, we can't see the grass, but, like, you can tell, like, you can gather that it's just right there.
Yeah,
it
like
seemed
right
clearly over.
Line, yeah. It's, like, right me. Over. It's,
yeah.
Just by a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah,
yeah.
Literally his toe, but, like, that's the difference.
We talk about that call, but Lamar Jackson did miss a wide-open guy in the end zone. Like,
yeah, was it – who was it? Zay Flowers, right?
It was Flowers, yeah. But – yeah.
I will say, other than that, like, miscue and, like, the other one, someone was going in on, I think, a fade route right before that. I thought Lamar Jackson played way better in this game than he did in the AFC Championship game when they lost to them prior.
Oh, absolutely.
I thought he was a big reason of why they couldn't keep up in that game. And this time, he did everything he could up until that last drive to be able to at least go into overtime. So I think if you're a Ravens fan, I think that's a very good sign.
I still think his ball placement
better. They'll only get better as the year goes on. They do.
I still think his ball placement was pretty bad, but he was under a lot of pressure. And like any quarterback but Lamar gets sacked like 7 times in that game.
Yeah, what the fuck happened to Ronnie Stanley?
No joke.
Stanley was getting flagged all night. I think he was in his own head.
Yeah, I mean, like, he used to be, like, perennial Pro Bowler. They gave him a lot of money. He was clearly one of the best tackles in the league. And then it just,
He was definitely in his own head after getting all those illegal formations and all that. But he wasn't even really the problem. I think their guards are a lot worse this year, is what I was hearing. And Chris Jones was feasting. But yeah.
I think with the center, who is it? It's Lindenbaum is their center, right? I think he was doing enough job with Chris Jones, but once like they started like sending him like left and right towards the guards, he just started fucking. He was in the back. Yeah, it felt like almost every play.
Once you attack those different gaps there, understanding that weakness, that's tough to defend against a guy who's, you know, Chris Jones.
Yeah.
There's really no.
I'll still say it. His defense is better than their offense. Still, last year I said it, and I was right. And this year I'm saying it again.
I don't think I can say that for sure yet, but I say give it like 4 or 5 weeks before we know that for sure, because I was impressed with their offense.
They're a pretty complete team, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they can figure out how to rotate on the offensive line, at least for their guards, I think they'll be a big problem. I think it's maybe them and maybe the Texans that would be able to contend with the Chiefs, at least AFC-wise, in the playoffs this year. Assuming everything goes well for them. And nobody gets hurt. Like, what was it, 2021, where, like, everyone on the team got on the IR for them? That was really tough.
Yeah.
That was really bad.
Hey, Packers Super Bowl, they had 14 guys on IR when they won.
That's impressive. Wow.
Speaking of Packers Super Bowl, not off to a great start this year, huh, Drake?
Well, okay, my thought on that, just that comment specifically, is that it was a, like, 5-point game against the other, like, big contender in the NFC.
Well, one of them.
On a slippery fucking field. I'm not worried. They should not have been playing football on that field. I know this has been beaten like a dead horse on social media and stuff. They should not be playing football on that fucking field.
Absolutely not. Absolutely. That field was god awful.
That also like kind of reawakened the discourse on like natural grass versus turf. And like
it's obvious.
I mean, yeah.
Like it's grass. Go grass. What the
grass
fuck?
Grass is always a better option. Every single field that has turf has major injury problems.
Okay.
That shit was literally called Astro Glide.
Yeah, like, I really don't understand why these uber-rich teams can't just make the switch. It seems like such an easy thing to do. I don't get it.
I think it mainly depends on, like, the area and, like, the ground and yada yada whatever. Because if, like, for example, on these, like, for some reason, over in Lambeau, I don't know how y'all can keep a natural grass field like that. That's genuinely impressive. But
those groundskeepers
deserve like Bears. They deserve to be set for life, just straight up.
The fucking Bears field is like a high school football field. I understand where your hesitation is coming from, but I don't think it's hard. I think y'all are just
well.
Fucking
also, I just think
stupid.
It's like that specific AstroTurf is ass. Because there's another one. I think it's called Field Turf, which there have been significantly less injuries on, but I think it's more costly. I have no idea. I don't have enough research into it. But it just kind of depends. But generally, I understand where players come from when they prefer natural grass to any kind of turf.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, we saw it on display on Friday night. But regardless of that, even though I counted about 20 fucking slips throughout the game for just the Packers. But again, regardless of that, I think Love looked mid, and he still ended with, like, stats-wise, like, 10th in the league in terms of, like, where quarterbacks are landing. So
like
I think it's only up from, yeah, like, all over the place. Like, QBR and, like, certain advanced stats and things like that.
Sure.
I saw, like, deep ball stuff, which is obviously inflated by Jaden Reed's touchdowns and shit, but, like, deep ball stats, he's one or two in the league in, like, every category. And that's from a C game. So I think Jordan's going to be okay. I think the team's going to be okay. The defense actually, like, the scheme looked pretty good. They let up a lot of points, but that's a fucking dynamic offense. On a field that you can't get your footing.
Yeah, I think it's more of a testament that of the Eagles changes over the offseason. Like, they cleaned house staff wise, everyone except for Sirianni. right? They bring in, it was like Kellen Moore and then Vic Fangio as their coordinators. You know, yeah, they keep things way simpler, and they put things more on their talent than their scheme. And considering what the Eagles have talent-wise, it's the most no-brainer decision in the world.
Kellen Moore is the first on my list for getting shot if he pulls up to my house at the south side.
I'm happy we're doing this. I'm happy we're doing this. We get
swear to God.
Go say it's empty right now, but don't come to his house like 3 months from now.
Don't you fucking dare, Kellen. Once I get my license, and once I scratch the serial number off that fucking pistol.
Nice. Let's get into it. Nice. That goes for you too, Patrick Mahomes. This is a threat.
Pat, don't come to South Bend, dude.
Do not. Don't even come to Indiana. If you have a home, if you have an away game at the Colts, just stay home.
Stay south at least. Like I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
It's a 3-hour drive. Like we're pulling up.
Oh man. Yeah, what a great start.
I swear to God, I'm not kidding. Kellen, the way he was scheming that offense against like a new defense that doesn't quite understand their system yet, clearly, because there's a lot of like gap issues, linebackers being in the wrong place, and just Quay Walker's also just a fucking idiot, so he was kind of all over the place. He's an athletic freak, but the dude is not in the right spot on run defense, at least for now. So Kellen just fucking gave us fits, man. And Jalen Hurts improvising is really, really fucking hard to deal with. And then Saquon Barkley
fucking player. To the point where like
Saquon went to a real team and looked like an incredible player.
Yeah, odd. Real odd.
Interesting.
Who would have never guessed?
Oh, dude, McKinney fucking slipped on the Saquon touchdown catch, and Quay got fucking blindsided on the touchdown run late in the fourth. It's just like, God, dude, fuck this fucking Brazil game.
Oh, yeah, you know, next year, or at least like by 2026, they're going to be having like 3 games in Brazil a year.
Well, keep my fucking team out really of it, dude. We're from Wisconsin.
Yeah, why the fuck? Odd choice of teams to even be playing down there. Eagles and Packers.
Make the fucking Cardinals play there. It's like a 2-minute walk.
Make the Cardinals do. Make shitty teams do these international games.
Have the Cardinals play the Cowboys because they're both just, they're already in Brazil. It's not going to be hard for them. There's no travel. They can just walk there or swim or whatever. And then we don't have to worry about, you know, there's a 12-hour fucking flight, 2 hours on either side, probably waiting in the fucking plane, and then you get off, and you have to go and play on a field that's made out of ice, and you didn't even bring your skates because they didn't tell you to.
Ba-boom.
I'm done with just this. Like I'm done with this. Packers 0-1, and we're at the bottom of the division, and we're getting clowned. Fuck the NFC North. The rest of you fuckers are going to go, you know, 475 or whatever the percentage is now that's equal to 500, and we're gonna be 11-6, and I don't give a fuck.
Lions
are not. Lions are not going below 500. There's no way.
Yeah. Fuck you, Dame.
I know you don't genuinely believe they are going under 500.
No, the Lions will probably win the division, but if they don't, like, I think it's going to be super close. I think it's going to be like one team's 10-7, one team's 11-6. But I do think it's going to be Lions Packers.
And Lions look good though. They did look good. I know we're jumping ahead, but they looked good.
Yeah. Well what about the Bears? What about the Bears, Noah? Tell us about them.
I saw that it went 17-0. The offense looked just as anemic as it had in years past. And me having dealt with prior football trauma the day before, had to turn the game off for my own mental health.
Yeah. But actually, real quick, let's put pause on it. Wait, talk about Notre Dame.
This is an NFL podcast, bro.
This is sports. This is a sports podcast. Tell me about Notre Dame.
Well, They thought that they were a lock for the college football playoff, and then they lose to a MAC team at home. That's kind of how that works.
How much did they pay them to come beat them?
$1.4 million.
Yeah, y'all just paid their program a nice little bag.
Yeah, just to come and fucking run misdirection like 90% of the time and still burn this supposed elite defense. Riley Leonard can't fucking throw a forward pass, and we got two field goals blocked. Two of them. In a game they lost by 2 points. Game they lost by 2 points. Two field goals blocked. Yeah. The last one didn't fucking matter because Mitch Jeter was making that shit anyway. But the first one absolutely mattered. That was before halftime. I cannot believe it.
The worst part is,
like, it was obviously, like, a very bad game coaching-wise because you prepare your team to be a fucking MAC team at home. Like, be so for real. But I didn't hate most of the play calling. That one interception, I believe it was Chris Mitchell. I was at this game, by the way, live in the stadium.
In the stands.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you were live in the stadium.
I was in the stands. I was watching this game live. And it was Chris Mitchell. He gets space off of this, I think it was a safety. And Riley Leonard throws this ball like 15 yards short. Like 15. He slung that shit like it was a 10-yard slant route of this guy, this 20, 30 yards down the field. I was in awe. Because any other fucking Notre Dame quarterback the past 10 or 15 years, that's 6 points. I could not believe what I just saw. And they're going to trot him out at Purdue. I can't
think.
They need to play Carr.
They do need to play CJ Carr. Like, why even bring him in?
But they're going
to
register
The guy in Nebraska is cooking. The guy for Florida, what's his name? Lagway, he's cooking. And they're true freshmen. Carr's a true freshman, and he's 19. What are we doing here? What are we
doing? That's what they're doing.
Has Notre Dame had a quarterback that's not a fucking, like, senior in the past 10 years?
The last one was when Ian Book started as, like a sophomore, I think.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, so, man. Tough. Do you think Everett Golson gets that pass to the receiver?
Everett Golson absolutely would have hit that receiver. Drew fucking Pine would have hit that receiver, and he's a hobbit. He's actually a fucking J.R. Tolkien character. I cannot believe this shit.
I tried telling Matt this. Matthew Atkinson, Noah's brother. I tried telling Matt this, and Matt was like, "No, just give him some time."
And he did not say that shit.
Yes, he did. I guarantee. Yes, I watched Texas A&M with him. At the garage.
He was texting me saying how it's over and whatever, and I had to fucking talk him out of being a doomer, and now I am way worse than he was about it. Like, it's bad.
Look, dude, I met Drew Pine.
He's not fast. He don't got legs. They keep trying to do
this. Drake wants to talk about Drew Pine. I want to hear this.
I was just going to say, I met Drew Pine. That is the most normal looking motherfucker I've ever seen. He is just skinny and like my height, basically. And I just didn't know he was a quarterback at all. I'm like, hey, buddy, what can I get for you? Like, I usually know who the fucking quarterbacks are.
Yeah.
And this guy just walks in. I'm like, what do you want? And he tells me. And then I'm like, okay, what's the name on the order? Like, I didn't know someone could look like that and be a fucking starting college quarterback.
Not just starting college quarterback. Starting quarterback for Notre Dame.
Notre Dame. Prestigious.
I don't think that even means anything at this point. Notre Dame sucks.
It might not.
Listen
it
to
might
this,
not.
Though. Noah, my girl who works for me, she was taking Riley Leonard's order, and we had free straws available, and she didn't know they were free, and he asked her for one, and she said no. So there you go.
That's why he fucking can't throw a forward pass anymore. He's traumatized.
Well, he can't drink his drink.
That coffee's been
sitting.
He's
dehydrated.
That's been sitting in his dorm for like weeks.
It's been 2 months probably.
For months.
Before the game, and he was like, "Why can't I do
I want to drink my fucking venti so bad right now.
It's fucking full of mold. It's just like, please.
He's probably got mold sickness.
He hasn't drank it. Yeah, he can't.
This is your fault, Drake.
Like, I had no part in this. This is all Haley's.
This is secondhand for me. He's telling us he had no part in it.
Yeah, she's completely fired.
Yeah, good. I mean, that's
yeah,
just
of course. I spat on her as she walked out. I said, never come back.
Yeah, so anyway, that night, I go home. I sit in the stadium for 5 minutes after the clock hit zero in complete shock. And the worst part is that I was sitting in the opposite end zone from the student section and all that. So, like, right behind me, I'm in a lower section. In the upper section in this corner, like, in the right corner, are the NIU people. There's, like, 5,000 of them compared to, like, the 75 or so thousand Notre Dame fans. And they're going apeshit. And, like, I'm just sitting there, like, what the fuck just happened? And I had to walk home, the walk of shame, walk to the car and go home. And then I go to the bar with my brother and his friends from Tennessee, where we used to live, and I hadn't seen them in some years, and I'm just trying to act like I'm so happy to see them, when inside I'm like, I am so ready to just fucking, like, punch this random guy over here and just, like, crash out.
Like, what was he doing?
I don't know. He was probably just not doing shit. Like he's probably just sitting there enjoying his time. And, like, he's probably having a great day. He had no football gear on. He's just there to drink beer and hang out. I'm like, I'm just going to fucking hit this guy. I'm just going to hit this guy. What's going to happen? And so
it was a guy from Northern Illinois, but he didn't even know that they had a football team.
I don't even want to get into that. Now I'm about to crash out.
Like, wow.
I got to hold it in. I got to hold it in because we have another game to talk about. We have another game to talk about.
Okay. Tell me about the Bears.
So I wake up at like noon. I'm getting ready for this Bears game. And I'm like, all right, I'm not expecting the world, but I want to see my and by the way, it is kind of hard because of my ND affiliation to root for Caleb Williams, because I see this man in 2022, like, run like he's fucking the reincarnation of, like, Houdini around Notre Dame at the Coliseum. And then
Houdini,
in 2023,
notoriously fast scrambler.
It's not even like he's fast, which is not even that. It's just like he's, like, more elusive than like a hummingbird. Like, I don't know what's going on when this guy is, like, running around. And defenses in college didn't either. He played Notre Dame again in 2023, and I saw JD fucking Bertrand deflower this man live on NBC.
Yes, sir.
It was like, okay, well, if they part with Fields, I don't know about this guy. But, you know, he's a Heisman winner. He did what he did in 2022. He's got a live arm. He has playmaking ability like little have seen before, not since Mahomes. And, you know, he gets picked. I'm hyped. I'm ready. I'm ready for this next era. And I'm like, I'm not expecting the world from him. And while he didn't stink, he had to learn really fast that he could not do, like, that magic escapism shit on every single play. Because that one sack he took was so bad.
Like, what was it, 4th and 30?
It was, like, 4th and 30. Like, it could have been a 6-yard sack, and instead he tried to do this, his, you know, typical, like, I'm going to run 10 yards, you know, back and try to do something crazy. But, like, you know, NFL defensive line and linebackers, on average, way faster. You know, it's all of these guys, yeah, all of these guys that you're playing against were either also stars in college, at least for their team, or they were guys that were projects and they paid off. And, you know, you're not going to do that. You could get away with it sometimes, but, like, not on, like, once every single set of downs. Maybe not even once a drive. So instead of taking a 5-yard sack, which is, like, you know, field position battle, you get this guy from Iowa who is, like, he's, like, I think he won the Ray Guy Award 2 times, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So, like, you know, he's going to set you up well, at least in the field position battle. And instead, you take, I think it was a 19-yard sack as opposed to, like, 5. And I'm like, oh, no. And even though, yeah, you know, he's going to have to learn it at some point. But it's just, like...
Yeah, I mean, learning it on the first game that you kind of won by a miracle, you, I mean, get, a, you like, get a little bit of escape.
You know, less than 50% completion percentage. Okay, he didn't cause a turnover.
Less than 100 yards.
Less than 100 yards passing. That's a bit concerning. Like, I think it was like, what is that? Like 4 or 5 yards in attempts. Like, that's not great.
Or not Texans. Titans defense isn't bad though.
I mean, no, they're not, but they are not the same, like, juggernaut they were back, like, when they went to the AFC Championship game, like, 4 or so years ago.
Their D-line was feasting on they you guys, absolutely, dude. DeAndre
that's
Swift
that's the
not.
Main problem. Somehow, like, they have not been able to find a center, like, in, like, 8 years. Like, I'm missing Sam Mustafa right now. That's how fucking grim shit has gotten.
I need to call up Olin Krauts.
Krauts.
I don't know how to say his last name, but they need to call that fucker up. He's probably 60 years old right now.
Dude, he's probably got no hair. Fucking, he's probably he either lost all the weight or he's even fatter. But he would probably do a better job than whoever we got right now. I don't even know his name. I don't even want to know his name. All I know is he doesn't need to be playing no more.
He's third on the getting shot list.
He's third after Kellen Moore and Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. No, I think. Look, in college, Caleb always reminded me of Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, that's the number one thing, 100%. That's who he takes after the most. He says also.
Yeah,
that's not a good thing. People thought Carr looked like Aaron Rodgers too. So good luck, buddy.
That's right.
Look, dude, Carr dropped 47
on Carolina.
It's the Panthers. The Panthers suck.
I don't care.
That was still impressive to some extent.
Three of them tripped over
to some extent, dropping 47 on a NFL team is still impressive. But yeah, you have to take that with some of a grain of salt. Why are you gassing up Carr right now? He does not play for your team anymore.
I'm not gassing him up. I'm saying fuck him. He's not good. He's gonna have a stinker next week after this whole hype. Like, oh my god, he dropped a whole gazillion points on Carolina. He's going to have a stinker next game. He did this shit with the Raiders all the time. Fuck him.
I like Derek Carr.
I think he's cool.
I like
him as a person. As a person, he's really cool. But as a quarterback, after 2016, fuck him.
I just need him to drop the makeup tutorial.
The eyeliner goes crazy. The eyeliner goes crazy.
It's awesome. It's fucking My Chemical Romance.
Like, yeah, I was going to say like MCR or like... He's one of like the bassist for Evanescence or something.
Yeah, he's fucking Derek Way in the league, just
also
nodding people
his
up.
His long hair arc with the Raiders, disgusting.
Just
go back
just
to the shade.
Bro, then you would have actually had a fucking Gerard Way as your quarterback. That'd have been sick.
That would have been cool.
Just like me, the shaved head arc was his best arc.
Yeah. Do you think he was getting bitches in Oakland?
Well, no, he has a wife, so.
Okay, well,
that doesn't stop the vast majority
and
of professional
athletes.
And
he's a man of God. He is a man of God. Listen, slander him as a quarterback all you want. I'm not going to slander him as a man. He seems like a good guy.
It didn't stop me.
Anyway.
You feel me? Yes, sir. I'm getting dapped up right now by a homeless man.
Yo.
Hey, hey, ask the homeless man his opinion on the Raiders Chargers game.
Yo. Oh, he walked away. He heard you.
He got scared. Got shit, it's Dame.
All right, let me wrap up my thoughts on the Bears real quick. So, so I think defense looks all right. You were playing Will Levis in the Titans, so that's tough to really grade it. But defense looks pretty, you know, they're ready to make a play. That's cool. That fucking interception he threw, first of all, Will Levis is comedy. But yeah. second of all, that reminded me of like Mike Brown, you know? Like,
oh my god, I forgot that guy existed.
Yeah, dude, just ready to make a play. So I think that's cool. They're hungry. But again, they're playing against an offense that's just not there. And then you factor in their offense, and that's fucking tough. That was a tough showing. So they gotta clean that up. If they want to compete in this division with a team like the Packers and a team like the Lions, they gotta fix that shit, man.
What about the Vikings? The Vikings won.
The Vikings beat the Giants.
We'll get to them. I just want to say I'm not surprised that the defense started not hot and then ended the game very hot. That kind of was how things worked last year, and that's mostly a credit to Eberflus, because they fired their coordinator and then he took in for the defense for the rest of the season, and they immediately flipped the switch because he was a coordinator before he became the head coach. So that's not exactly surprising. But I think if they are to find a second pass rusher, I think that would fix a lot of their problems. Because
That dude they got from Seattle. What's his name? Taylor, I think.
Yeah.
He had that strip sack. I like him. He seems fucking insane.
It either needs to be him or the guy they got out of Kansas from the draft, Austin Booker, to help out Sweat. If they can get a second guy, you know, they could get like at least 7 sacks on the season, ideally 8 to 9, to help back up Sweat, that would be huge. Because the defensive backfield already looks insanely stacked, at least between Johnson and Stevenson.
Yeah. Absolutely. They're a good secondary. There's no doubt about that. But fuck it. Dame, tell me about the Raiders, man.
All right.
I'm ready for this.
Disgusting freakazoid fucking team. Mark Davis needs to sell this fucking team. I get it. It's one game. It's one game, but it was such a sad, disappointing game. Like, we knew the offense was gonna suck. Yeah. Alright. We knew. Well, there were plenty of quarterbacks on the market. But no, we got Gardner fucking Minshew. We got Gardner Minshew. Bad enough. Alright. Well, you still have talent. You still got Davante Adams, and he had a lot of good catches that game. There were some good schemes to get him open. You know, Brock Bowers, I think he had 5 for 68, something like that in that area. He looked good already. Zamir White. I believe he had 1 fumble after a monster run. Already awful. Defense stops him.
Yeah.
Plus 3 and out. Now he's just running the ball like, well, now I don't want to fumble again, so let me just completely focus on ball protection. This is our running back 1. Oh my word. Minshew just, I mean, he didn't look awful, but he's just Gardner Minshew.
Yeah.
He's like, that's just it. He's just Gardner Minshew. Like, he's not going to get you.
He can't throw.
You're always going to be, to some extent, like, hard ceilinged by the guy. Like, that's a guy, Gardner Minshew, is if he's, like, a spot starter, or, like, he's, like, either you guys hurt, or, you know, someone's resting, and he's, like, starting, like, tops 4 to 5 games a year, that's really good for you.
You're not worried. You're not worried. You're like, okay, well, you know, you're basically thinking, well, at least it's only 4 or 5 games.
And he's never going to make any, like, horrible, terrible mistakes. And he doesn't throw complete duds. But if this is your guy that you're starting for an entire regular season, you're in trouble.
In trouble. If Green Bay,
look at what Anthony Richardson was doing. He threw an 70 yard pass. That was the craziest shit I ever saw.
He completed 9 passes and he looked wow. And I'll tell you what.
There's in this league.
I had questions about Big Tony, but even though numbers-wise...
It was one of the most insane passes I've ever seen. He threw it off of a fucking slip, dude.
If he could just do that every time, like, he's going to be special.
And stay healthy.
And stay healthy.
Yeah. He threw it literally 70 yards in the air. It went from the 30-yard line to the end zone, and this is after he slipped and almost fell and then just, like, picked himself back up, essentially, and threw the ball.
Yeah.
Chuck It football at its core, and he drilled Alec Pierce. It was fucking insane.
Pierce, also a dog.
Yeah, man, absolutely. But to track that, insane.
Raiders O-line actually was the most disappointing part of the entire offense.
Yeah.
Somehow. I get it. You're going against Bosa. You're going against Mac. Mac had, what, 5 fucking sacks?
Jesus, he Lord. Actually had 5.
He had a lot. It was probably maybe 3. I think there's a tie for first place in the league with sacks right now for 3.
Okay.
Let me look.
I was going to say, yeah. 5 is a generational performance. And this is, well, like, Mac, what he should have. Khalil Mack like, in his mid-30s. Like,
He had 2. He had 2.
Okay.
But still.
He had 6 against them, like, last year.
Yeah, literally last year he had 6 against them.
So it makes sense.
Let's see how many. Does it say quarterback pressures on here? It doesn't. But regardless, he was tearing up the O-line. The entire O-line was just getting dogged.
Once a Raider, and also Bear, by the way.
Okay. True. Khalil Mack. Actually, I'm not going to say fuck Khalil Mack. Fuck Josh Gruden. That was just the dumbest trade ever. We got nothing from the pick that we even got, so what was the point?
Yeah, that happens a lot. Yeah, at least we got something. It happened to the Browns. Or not the Browns. Fuck, who was it? The Jaguars traded Jalen Ramsey, got a bunch of picks. If you look at that draft, oh my God, it's the most disgusting bust city you've ever seen.
Yeah.
That like is the Quavon, one thing. Chison and shit. Like, oh my God. Yeah,
wasn't that the same GM who hired Urban Meyer also?
Yeah. It was the
Urban Meyer. I don't know how that guy still had a job.
There are 2, maybe 3 main positive takeaways I can take. But I'm kind of combining 2 of them together. 1, defense looked good. Okay. People were texting me like, this is the elite defense. What? Well, okay, the offense can't stay on the field. And they just started letting up points in the fourth quarter. They're gassed. All right? I'm not going to hold that against them. They looked great and dominant all game.
And it was against Herbert and the Chargers, man.
Well, I mean, see, here's my thing on that, is that I don't think they look bad. And I think they look pretty good. My thing is that
really good.
Is that this is week 1, game 1 of a new regime led by Jim Harbaugh. Fucking cheater, sorry, pussy ass Jim Harbaugh. And you know, his identity is to be a run first kind of guy, right? And who is their guy that he ran like almost as many yards as Herbert had passing? They don't even have Eckler anymore. No, Corum is on the Rams.
Oh yeah, the Rams. The Rams.
Yeah,
Rams.
Yeah. A different LA.
Same
team.
Thing.
Same kind of the team. Same thing. Yeah. So like, my AK thing Dobbin. Is that like,
yeah, Dobbin.
That's a game that I don't care how bad your offense is. I feel like you should at least be maybe a little more competitive in there and not let that guy gash you that badly.
I
think they slowed down Herbert enough, because that could have been way worse.
Like, I don't even think Herbert's a top 5 quarterback, so.
Talent-wise, he should, but unfortunately, his previous two coaches wasted the hell out of him.
But anyway, the main positives. I thought the defense looked elite. I really do. Okay.
Okay.
And our draft class looked pretty good. I liked most of them, honestly.
Well,
Brock Bowers. We knew Brock Bowers was going to be a dog.
Yeah. I want to see how that 2 tight end sets keep working. I'm really curious to see if y'all had like a. Not Aiden O'Connell or Gardner Minshew quarterback. That could be a problem.
It would be deadly, but unfortunately we have Aiden O'Connell and...
Well, you would think that a solid tight end group helps a quarterback who can't throw very far down the field, but it doesn't seem like Minshew has that mindset right now. But if they can rein him in, you attack the middle of the field 10-15 yards down with a big body. I mean, that should make sense.
Yeah, it's just the problem is Bowers on those like screens and the yards after catch stuff, and then like Mayer on like those dumps and like in the red zone. That could be like gross.
And Brock, I mean, that's they had a couple plays where Brock Bowers is going down the middle, big bodying double teams. I mean, he looked great, but the play calling was so conservative. They were playing like they were trying not to lose.
You never want to do that.
And it was just bad.
It's bad. Almost, unfortunately, what you have to do with a player like Minshew, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is the problem, because the main person that you want to be dominant, you know, quarterback, we just don't have that. And now we don't have Josh Jacobs. We don't have an engine for this offense. There's no engine.
Yeah, wasn't that like the running back carousel where the Packers got Aaron Jones and then the Vikes got Josh Jacobs. And then the Raiders got whoever was the Vikings running back. I forget his name.
Madison. Yeah.
Madison, yep.
Did we get him? I didn't see him run once.
I saw some Madison plays. Specifically, there was a third down where he caught the ball in a flat and powered forward for a couple yards to keep y'all in it. It was late in the game. That was one that I saw from Madison. And Madison is a strong runner. He just doesn't have anything else to him. He's very one-dimensional, and he's pretty bad. So that's
like not the great. One-dimensional,
yeah, y'all definitely lost that musical chairs.
Of course we did. But they didn't want to pay Josh Jacobs the $40 million. I get it. They didn't want to pay him. Fuck it. I understand.
In this league, I don't care if you're fucking Walter Payton too. Like, you're not getting that kind of money in this NFL's back.
No, you're not.
It's how it is. Like, the age of the bell cow is kind of over, you know? Like, you never want to run these running backs to the ground. That's why the Rams drafted Blake Corum, because they were running Kyren Williams in the ground.
Yeah, it's unsustainable for more than a year or two now with first of all, the physicality of defense, and then second of all, the way these teams will scheme against you if they know you're run heavy, it's not going to work.
Yep.
Two running back sets are way better. I mean, you get two pretty much once, like when Zeke and Tony Pollard were on the same team.
Oh, yeah.
They were having some good double running back sets. I thought that was a great combination. That's what got me so on Tony Pollard. I was like, this is great.
Yeah, but even then, I mean, Zeke still aged poorly as running backs do. You know, it's just kind of how the way things are now.
It's pretty crazy. But I agree, though. Two running back sets, especially out of shotgun right now, having the threat of the pass with one pass-catching back and one, like, workhorse-style back in the backfield with you. It gives you like ambiguity, but that's where the Raiders' problem comes in. Madison is not a workhorse back. He's not somebody who's dynamic enough to get you yards. So it removes his threat. Zamir White is a great back, but again, he got in his own head, like you said, and you know, it's, they don't have enough on that offense right now with the manager that they have, the game manager, fucking Gardner Minshew, to like pose a threat, because you need to be able to say, okay, we've got Davante Adams, who's one of the best downfield catchers of the football we've seen in the past 10 years.
Yeah.
And we can't get it to him though, because my quarterback can throw like at max like 38 yards.
Dude, that is the biggest, thank you, Drake, for bringing that up, because that is the biggest problem. If Aiden O'Connell could throw the ball more than 30 yards, he would be starting over Gardner Minshew.
Yeah.
Okay. He just would be. It would open up the offense so much.
Just that by kid having is the built like, he's built like Josh Allen, but he can't throw.
He can't throw the ball. He literally cannot throw the ball. It's the most confusing thing I've ever seen.
I'm familiar with that.
I don't get it. And the Raiders are in a bad spot if they can't get a quarterback. I don't care what anybody says. They need a quarterback so bad. If you don't get one, we're going to go back into like the early 2000s. Not even early. 2000s to early 2010s Raiders, where they're just a 4-12 team every year.
The
Falcons being the Falcons absolutely fucked y'all.
They did fuck us. They did. Fuck them for that.
Yeah, dude. No, well, guys, what are some other takeaways y'all have just from around the league, man? What did y'all see? I know we talked about Anthony Richardson a little bit. We touched on a couple other teams. But any key things?
That was a bit of a surprise. Like, everyone acted like he was ready to go.
I mean, that is a, like, career killer right there.
It's a death sentence, dude, for somebody who gets the ball as much as him and, like, relies on the volume.
Yeah, it's one of those injuries that doesn't look too big on the surface, but, like, you know. Dude, that lingers. Those kind of calf injuries, like, those, like, deep, like, muscle, like, bone injuries, like,
that's like you got a couple of seasons till you're forced to retire, quite frankly.
It's Carolina's fault.
Yeah, for sure. 100%.
We can always blame everything on them. Fuck Carolina.
I'm very happy with Carolina. I don't know what you're talking about, you know?
Yeah, you love also, Carolina.
I love the Panthers.
You're a slut. Also,
I especially love how they do business.
The 49ers are in trouble because they knew he was going to be out and didn't report it.
You took all my food. Now I'm gonna starve. Jordan Mason be just fine.
Yeah, but Jordan Mason he really snitched on him. It's not his fault, man. That organization's corrupt. They're disgusting pieces of shit. I can't stand the 49ers. I think that they're dirty and nasty. I think they're a fucking disgusting dumpster of a team.
I wonder why you think that.
They're very good, but that doesn't patch anything up. They're fucking bottom of the barrel in morality. I do believe that the San Francisco as a city should probably just burn to the ground.
Probably. I'm okay with that. Probably.
Yeah. Going back to the Jim Harbaugh days with just a disgusting lineup, it didn't matter who was at quarterback. It was Colin Kaepernick or Alex Smith. They'd still dice us up. I want Jim Harbaugh to publicly execute himself.
True.
Yeah, and, you know, I think that would be worthy payment for, like, the Michigan shit as well as the shit that he did to me personally.
Quick aside, did you guys see that Connor Stallions documentary
on Netflix? I didn't watch that shit.
Oh, not my yet. God. I am just in awe of the amount of effort this dude went in. Like, just to, first of all, the whole sign-stealing operation. That's its own category of this dude is 100% on the spectrum. Like,
yeah,
like you hear him talk and he talks about like how every single like every like he's talked about how most successful coach, not even just college coach, like NFL. He was talking about like Mike Jeske. He was talking about basketball, everything. He said like they all were in the military. That is the only reason he enlisted in the Navy, was because every single successful coach was in the military. And, like, you hear him talk about that, I'm like, this is dude. he got the football analytics autism instead of the trains autism. It was crazy. And he took 2,000 pictures of himself for this sign-stealing operation. I'm not going to say anymore. You got to watch it. It's genuinely, like, holy fuck.
2,000 is a lot. I don't think my phone can hold 2,000 pictures.
Oh, my phone has at least 10,000 pictures in it right now of just random shit.
Yeah, mine too, honestly. I could probably dump 5,000 of them right now and probably not notice anything.
That's fucking crazy. You guys are wild.
We're chronically online, baby.
Maybe your phone just sucks, buddy.
Well, I actually I did a PowerPoint the other day. My friends and I were doing like a fucking PowerPoint night, and I didn't make one, so I made one really fast, and I looked through my camera roll. And there was a period of time between like 2021 and 2023 where I took 2 pictures.
Jesus Christ.
Ouch.
Yeah. Did you save any?
No. Isn't God. That fucking insane?
You really are a dad.
Yeah, I just don't give a fuck. It's literally, my son was born in 2021.
Yeah, actually that lines up perfectly then.
Like, I just didn't give a fuck or have time to, like, care to, like, take a fucking picture of anything. There, it was a picture of, like me and then a picture of my car crashed.
Damn.
Jesus.
Those are the only things I had in my camera roll for like a 2.5 year period. It was awesome. I was like, damn, I'm really out here.
You really were. You really were out there.
That is ridiculous.
Dude, I don't know, man.
Speaking of out there, in that Niners game, Aaron Rodgers didn't look too bad. He looked okay.
I liked how he looked, man. Yeah. It's just I think clearly the Jets don't stack up to the Niners like that.
That's
at least not
it
yet.
It looked like a talent difference to me too, yeah.
But holy fuck, Garrett Wilson and Aaron Rodgers are going to tear the league up.
That's actually a deep receiving core to have.
If you're a Jets fan, you just got to be happy that he survived.
I know it. Yeah, you just look forward to like the weeks that you don't play the 49ers defense. Like,
exactly. Yeah. I would be a little concerned with their defense, though, even though it's still the Niners machine. You know, that's probably a little more than you'd like them to put up. But, you know, again, week one, you know, you work out the kinks and you'll probably be okay.
I was actually surprised at their defense. I thought they looked a little bad. Not like bad, but like they looked a little...
No, I mean it's a difficult offensive scheme against even without CMC.
Well, they were game planning for CMC, right?
Yeah.
So exactly. You're like, this is who you're accounting for on every play. All of a sudden, you don't have a focus, and so then Jordan Mason, fucking Debo Samuel, Juwan Jennings, they were all going off.
Yeah, Ayuk was quiet, but I mean Samuel and Mason, who all of a sudden was making these plays when he wasn't supposed to be playing that much, you know.
Yeah, Ayuk had the drops, though. He wouldn't have been quiet.
That is true.
Dude would have had, like, 75 yards and a touchdown if he didn't drop every pass except one that got thrown to him. Like, he definitely could have been. Because, like, everyone was running open on that field. But the Jets did make a couple plays, too. Like, I saw some nice pass breakups. I saw some nice hits. I think they're going to be okay, especially you factor in the fact they are not going to be playing the talent of the 49ers every week, and it's week one.
Week one is always really tough to judge on. Like, I think there's a few teams where you can be like, we know what they're going to be.
Yeah.
But, you know, like you said, Jets are going to look better.
They will.
Like,
they absolutely played
the Niners.
Well.
You know, I've been Super Bowl contenders for the past, 7 years?
Yeah.
Fuck those fucking guys.
Yeah, Ravens. Ravens are going to look better. Raiders sadly will not. Did I say Raiders? I thought I said Ravens.
Let me tell you who I don't think is going to look any better. And I'm going to tell you, Dame, it could be always worse. You could be the Cleveland fucking Browns. Let me just say, I am reveling in this right now. It is so funny.
That's what they deserve for trading for fucking Deshaun Reapson. Like, come on.
Groper Cleveland, baby.
Massage
and Baker
Watson.
Mayfield
Massage
is balling Watson. Out. Baker Mayfield.
And Stroud for the Texans. Like, they all came out, like, Mayfield and the Texans all came out on top. And the Browns are back to being poverty. It's, like,
good.
It's perfect poetry.
That's what they fucking deserve after Baker Mayfield shit.
I think CJ Stroud deserves a massage.
CJ Stroud is, I'm a big fan of his game, 100%. And I've always been big on Baker. It's just that, so his debut year, 2018, right? He looked very good as a rookie. And then the 2019 year was his off year. And then he came back 2020 and looked good. And then 2021 was when, like, they made him play through that non-throwing shoulder injury, and then he didn't look as great because he was playing through an injury. And then they rewarded his effort through playing through an injury by replacing him with a rapist, which is insane.
And they also replaced his effort of getting them their first playoff win in fucking ages
by replacing him with a rapist.
With a freak. With a fucking freak.
The new allegations that came out that, I mean, that didn't get included in the initial lawsuits. Oh, boy.
I read up on this before we
hit record. Oh, my God. That is... Yeah. I don't even have words for how just disgusting that is. Like, yeah, this, it's like, it's the worst part is he's not even good anymore. It's not justifiable. No. I said before that we hit record, it's not justifiable if this guy is two Patrick Mahomes in a trench coat. But the fact that he's washed sucks now, it just doesn't get any worse than that. They can't lean on this defense anymore. Washed. Nick Chubb hasn't come back from this injury yet, and I don't know if he ever will. That kind of injury he had is devastating, especially to a running back.
Does he still have that leg or no?
Does he still have the what now?
The leg? Does he still have it?
He might not have the leg because he still hasn't come back yet.
I think they blew it off.
He might actually just have a stump now. Like they have nothing to lean on in the run game. And you know,
they still got Garrett.
They're fucked, man.
They're fucked, and I am just—I'm so happy about it. Stroud and the Texans are balling. The Texans are looking like the biggest challenger to the Chiefs in the AFC. And Mayfield and the Bucks are probably going to cruise to another NFC South title. And the Browns are going to be looking for answers after giving a rapist hundreds of millions of dollars after he skipped the whole season and, you know, raped women. It's a perfect scenario if you like good in the world. If you like disgusting freaks and rapists, then you must be having a horrible time.
I always say, guys,
not rapists.
That's true. Dame does like disgusting freaks, but listen, this is my take on the quarterbacks in the NFL right now. My wife Jordan doesn't love me anymore. But I always bake her ass before she may field any questions about our devotion to each other. But just in time, her Bert brother walks in the door and says, Tua Tagovailoa.
And on that note, we are on a bender.
We've been on a bender tonight, boys.
On a bender, baby.
Well, thanks everybody for listening to episode one. We are without a Pat Ole in this one, which sucks a little bit, but he'll join us eventually. We're going to get some better quality on the next couple once we figure that shit out. But, you know, it was a fun week one recap. And I look forward to going through the season with you guys, breaking shit down. You know, it's going to be a cool one. I think the NFL is set up for some cool shit. Even though the offensive production has been pretty bad, I think there's a lot to come.
Yeah, I'm just excited to honestly, from week one, nothing really quite surprised me other than the Bengals looking anemic, which we didn't even get to. That's also funny.
Fuck them, dude. I don't ever think the Bengals were anything this year.
That's fair. But
they straight up just, look bad.
Yeah, other than that, week one was just very, you know, everything is like round one in a boxing match. Everyone's throwing out their jab. They're seeing what they have. If there's new schemes, they're breaking in, new players, yada, yada, yada. Nothing really surprised me. But I'm excited to see where the rest of the season goes. And I'm excited most to break it down each week with the two of y'all and our good friend Patrick whenever he decides to actually join us.
Fuck yeah.
I don't know when that is. When he decides to drop in, I guess. I don't know.
He's making money. He can buy that shit whenever. That's all I'm going to say.
Fuck him, man. Fuck Patrick.
Yeah, he's actually out. Peace the podcast. Out. I make an executive decision.
Damn. Wait, I didn't even get to get my outro out yet. Damn.
Fuck you, Dave.
Dave's outro is fuck him.
My outro is fuck the Raiders, and I look forward to winning the Fantasy League this year.
That's fucking insane to say that, but that's okay.
Okay, well, we can get into it before the podcast ends. My team was the second most productive team after everybody said I had a shit team.
I didn't say you had a shit team, Dan. That was Matt. You have me mistaken just because we're related.
Pat said I had a shit team. A couple of the other Dom thought I had a shit team.
I said it too. Fuck your team.
And my team out before yours, bitch.
I'm number one power rankings.
Oh my god, you know what? We're on a bender.
We've been on a bender, baby. See you for week two. Same time, same place.
Yes.
Fuck you guys.